Hello, this is just a quick test of the new update. I believe, according to what I've heard on the Blind Abilities channel, that this hasn't fixed the title issue. So I've installed it on my old phone because I wasn't experiencing the title issue at all, not even once. So I'm loath to put it on the phone I use most of the time, because I don't want to have to be using this one, if that makes sense. So I'm just waffling on because I want to make it a few minutes long, because if it hasn't fixed the title issue, apparently it appears to have fixed the upload issue, which is very frustrating, but it does not stop you using the phone. I mean, the app. What am I talking about? Sorry, I've been sitting on my foot and it's gone dead, and I'm trying to bring some life back to it, and I'm concentrating on that rather than what I'm talking about. Yeah, so what I tend to do is use this as a trial, the dummy, if you know what I mean. Use my old phone to... Well, it's only with Audio Boom, really. Any other things, I just usually do the updates and don't worry about it. But you can bet your life with them, whoever their developers are, I don't know. If I was employing them, I think I'd be looking for some new ones. Sorry, I don't mean to be insulting to anybody, but they never seem to be able to get everything right. I mean, I know there's been the occasional glitches on other apps like the Amazon app and stuff like that regarding accessibility, but Audio Boom seems to take the biscuit when it comes to problems. And it's not just voiceover problems either, it's just general problems. I mean, the upload issue isn't specific to voiceover users, and lots of other problems with it haven't been either. So I don't know what to think, really. They seem to fix one thing and break something else. I mean, how many issues have we had? We've had the DMs got broken, and I don't know, there's been so many things. I can't even remember them all now. That was one of the major ones, that and this one with the titles, which I haven't experienced at all. Excuse me, which is why I don't want to put it on my iPhone 6, because I don't want to suddenly start experiencing it. I don't want to fix something that wasn't broken for me. So, but I do, you know, if it works and the upload speed is fixed, I would like to have that sorted out, because that is a major annoyance to me. Especially because if you want to do more than one post, you can't reliably be uploading one thing, excuse me, and recording another, which you used to be able to do, because it'll crash the app and delete what you were in the middle of recording. So, you know, you could be half an hour into it. That has happened to me before. Okay, it was something that didn't matter. But that's not the point, is it, really? It's just a very unstable app, and they don't seem to be able to do anything about it. And I don't know why. I mean, I don't know anything about developing apps or developing anything, really, in that field. But other people, other companies and that don't seem to have this issue. They seem to do updates and you don't even notice the difference. But obviously there's some improvement to it. Sometimes Facebook's can be a bit... Well, people say Facebook, they have a problem with it, but I actually haven't had a problem with that either. I tend to... you know, see people say, oh, where's this gone and what they're doing. The only thing with Facebook, it says dot product after everything these days, which is a bit annoying, but it doesn't actually compromise my use of the app. Anyway, I'm going to stop waffling now and see if I can title this. I'll speak to you soon.